I'm delighted, Catherine. Absolutely delighted, and I suppose a sense of relief as well is probably the first two feelings that we've got as a service provider.
Are there still concerns, though, surrounding, you know, different hours and how you'll have to extend them potentially for the likes of, you know, schools and that sort of thing?
Yeah, with the Department of Education Skills, it's probably a little bit unclear, but I can see that they're, you know, they need to get their guidelines to us in their time as well. But for us, from an early years perspective with the Department of Early Years, I personally feel as a provider that we've got a fair package here now to reopen on June the 29th. And that was a concern for us going forward because the capacity was a huge issue for us to support the parents that were needing us. We would need a certain percentage to come back in order for us to pay our wages. So with this now, it just feels that we've got a great safety blanket going forward now for reopening fully on June the 29th. So that's a sense of relief, huge relief for us.
Because I'm sure this interim period has been very difficult for yourself and other people in the sector.
It has, and more so for the parents that needed our support and we weren't in an ability to do it. But I do feel that we've been, through this pandemic, we've been given a fair chance to be able to support our staff team. We've employed them fully through it and we've been able to reach out to our parents remotely. But being able to now to be able to go back on the June 29th and get back to the job that we're doing and the role that we play is of huge importance to us.